Before I start, I just want to share a Hakaras HaTov to Jake Weinman for his unbelievable dedication, devotion, commitment to sheer enjoyment and the hours he spends ensuring that our Divrei Torah are up. And even when there's a glitch like yesterday where it didn't post, he's on top of it. He gets the emails and he receives the feedback and makes every effort to get the Divrei Torah rolling, especially in times like this when we can't go out and learn in live personal settings. This is such an amazing forum for Torah learning. So I am grateful for him and his efforts on our behalf and the friendship that we have. Why do we bring korbanos? It's a very strange thing. It seems so weird. God doesn't need our gifts. Well, we're bringing and burning up this animal. What is the purpose of it? Jonathan Sacks shares a beautiful idea. He says, if you look at ancient civilization, the idea of a korban was really a scapegoat. What does that mean? It means that you were in constant fear of what was lurking, what the gods had in mind, what they were going to do to you. So what did you do? You took one member of society and you sacrificed that person. And the hope was that the gods would be pacified through the sacrifice of that person. But who were those people? Those people tended to be the poor, the weak, the defenseless. That's what people were doing. People said, if I sacrifice this young girl who has no one to stand up for her, what's going to happen? We're going to be okay. We're going to survive. We're going to move on. A korban, from the perspective of Judaism, it's not a function of fear, but rather we look at it as a parent-child relationship. As a child, we so desperately want to be able to do something for our parents. Our parents shower us with gifts, they do so much for us, and there's so little we can do in return for them. So my father comes home. He walks into the house and I have a glass of water ready for him. What am I doing? I'm gifting him something to show, Dad, you see? We have a relationship. I care about you. It's not just that I'm taking and taking and taking, but I need to do something for you to express my gratitude for this unbelievable relationship that we have. That's the purpose of a korban. A korban is the recognition that I want so, so badly to have a relationship with God. Rabbi Sacks says, such a great quote, the greatest gift of a parent is allowing the child the dignity to give. That's what korbanos are. Korbanos is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't need it, but I'm going to take it. And why am I going to take it? I'm going to take it because by taking it, I show that you can do something back as a Hakaras HaTov for all that I give to you. I think that's such a profound thought. We often look at our relationship with God as God is the Melech Malchi Amlachim. Who am I? How could I begin to even think about approaching such a powerful being? The greatest gift of a parent is allowing a child the dignity to give. Isn't that what we want? As parents, we want to be able to give our children an opportunity to give in a healthy way to us so that they feel that the relationship is a two-way street. Korbanos are exactly that. If done properly, it has the ability to give the child, Klal Yisrael, not an opportunity to scapegoat, to say, God, look, that's it. Whew, I made it. No, the opposite. It gives me the opportunity to show God, look, you gave me an opportunity to acknowledge our relationship. It's our hope that that relationship is one that's enduring and strong and that we feel that, especially in difficult times, we feel that closeness to God by recognizing that we can give to Him. Have a good day.